With Election Day in the rearview mirror, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says agriculture expects change. LaRue spent part of this week touring in Oklahoma. Control of the Senate remains undecided, and while President-elect Biden is headed to the White House, President Donald Trump is challenging the election result. But it's change that LaRue says is certain.
Well, certainly, I think we expect change, right? That's first and foremost. Well, we know that isn't going to change are all the current challenges and struggles that farmers and ranchers are dealing with right now. And so as we engage, and all the farm groups are doing this, as we engage President-elect Biden and his transition team, we want to make sure that they fully understand the challenges that are going on right now. We heard some of it on the campaign trail, some of how they plan to hopefully bring some stability to the trade arena and so forth, and other ways that they see that they are proposing to improve things. But now is the time to make sure that they really understand the nuances here so that when they get into USDA and other parts of the government, that farmers' interests are not lost.
LaRue says that while his organization didn't agree with all the tactics of the Trump administration, he would like to see the incoming Biden administration put just as much focus on agriculture.
In many ways, a lot of our members actually appreciated the attention that President Trump gave to agriculture and his kind of aggressive stand on things like bad actors like China. We have a lot of disagreements about, you know, the way that he went about that, going solo, and the effects that it had back on farmers. But part of what we're talking about with this next administration is give agriculture some attention, right? Make sure that you have a seat at the table for farmers and that throughout their transition, once again, that we are part of the dialogue, that we are part of the discussion, because, you know, that's going to make this a much smoother process altogether.
He says leadership changes, including House Agriculture Chairman Colin Peterson's defeat, also brings change for agriculture in Congress.
That's right. And it is a big loss for agriculture. He's one of those rare members who not only works in the agriculture space, but really understands it inside and out. He's been one of the chief leaders of the last several farm bills. And we have other losses as well from people retiring and so forth. In fact, of the four kind of principal Democrats and Republicans in both the House and the Senate on agriculture are not going to be there. Thankfully, there's some new blood coming in. Part of, I think, Colin Peterson's legacy is going to be the fact that he really deputized a lot of his more junior members down the line. And so I think some of that is really going to pay off, hopefully, and again, making a smoother transition.
LaRue adds it's still a little early to say who the next agriculture secretary will be, but there are a few names being tossed around.
No real insight other than the names that are being tossed around out there, names that are familiar to some folks in agriculture, folks like former Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Some folks have mentioned Colin Peterson of Minnesota. There have been some other names. I think what's positive is that most of the names I've heard are folks who are very much steeped in agriculture. They understand it. Ultimately, that's exactly what we need in a Secretary of Ag.
Again, LaRue made his comments this week during a tour of stops in Oklahoma. I'm Samantha Munson, reporting for The Barn.